A few days ago, when I finished work, I went to my car. I put a key in the keyhole and turned on the ignition. Nothing happened. All I heard is a loud click, like a click, 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 every time I turned the key. But the car didn't start. So first thing I suspected was the battery. I don't have a multimeter or battery tester in my car, like most of us won't have this luxury. So what I did at that moment is to turn on the headlight and set that to high beam. And I step out of the car, go to the front, and I check the headlight. It is very bright, so I could rule out the battery. The battery must be good, otherwise I won't get a very bright headlight. All right, the next thing I could think of at that moment is the starter. Because if the starters got stuck for any reason, you won't be able to start your car. I didn't want to call the tow truck, or because it's not very far from home. Actually, the place I worked is very close to where I live. So I asked two coworkers to help me to push the car. I put that in neutral, and they just give me a push and start a car that way. Of course, that's a luxury. It only works when you drive a stick shift. Automatic won't work, and electric car, you don't have to worry about that because it doesn't have a starter. It has the motor, right? When I went home, I removed the starter from the car. I took it apart, and immediately I pinned down the problem is with the front bearing. The front bearing fell apart. All the steel balls are gonna fall out. The seals exactly are broken for some reason. I think it's might have something to do with the previous owner. Whoever drove this car before didn't know how to drive a stick shift, so burn out clutch and flywheel prematurely. A lot of clutch dust that got into the front bearing where the starter clutch meeting the flywheel. All right, so that's pretty much what happened. There's no crying over spilled milk. So what I do, I need this car to go to work every day. This is very important for me, so I couldn't wait for the parts to come. So what I did is just simply remove the front bearing from the clutch shaft. So the clutch shaft comes with the two bearings, one at the front, one at the back. So as soon as I remove the stuck or like broken front bearing, and the whole shaft spins freely. Of course, it has some downside. It's probably gonna reduce the lifespan of the starter because it only relies on one bearing. It might have some free play at the front, but it's better than a car that I couldn't drive. So I made a peace with that, and I ordered a replacement online. And pretty soon I'm gonna start rebuilding this starter. I'm gonna pull the broken whatever is left on the shaft, which is the inner bearing race. I'm gonna remove that, and I'm gonna press in a new bearing, and I'm pretty sure it's gonna work, because if it works without a bearing, it sure work with the new bearing. So it's just a the way how you troubleshoot and pin down your car start problems. You gotta know what you're doing, and you gotta make the troubleshooting logical. That's what I did. I'm sharing my experience with you just in case if you had the same issue. Now you know how to deal with that. I'm not saying you need to do it by yourself, but at least you know what's probably wrong with your car. And when you get a repair estimate or quote from the auto shop, you won't get shocked, because sometimes they just, you know, scan you or scam you, right? We're going to say a lot of things that may not have happened to your car, just try to rip you off. You don't want to be the victim, so yeah, you learn something, and you the more knowledgeable you are, the less chance you're going to get a rip off at those garages. All right, have a wonderful day.